I've been told that this is not for children. So if you are a child, stop listening.
Let's begin.
I thought we were just going to sit here in silence. That would be nice.
The sound of silence.
No, I was actually, I was just reading an article recently, and I mean, this doesn't fall in a weird category, but this falls in, what the hell is happening category. But
a lot.
Is it just me, or is it just, it seems like every week some woman's being, having sex, being charged with having sex with a student? I mean, I'm seeing that a lot lately in my news feed.
I'm not searching that out, so.
I'm not either, but when you just go to, a news website, it's there.
Oh, I don't go
to
news websites.
34-year-old teacher in Vermont sleeps with 14-year-old boy.
That one teacher has been in the news recently again for reason.
That was the woman from the 80s or the 90s or whatever, where she slept with a 12-year-old and he got her pregnant and then she went to prison. They got married. They're actually in the process of getting divorced now.
Yeah,
but they have two or three kids together. But I get why she was in the news because they just did a big interview with her. But I'm just talking in general. It seems like every time I'm looking, at least once a week, I go to any of the news feeds and there's 34-year-old teacher has sex with 14-year-old.
Maybe it's just coming out more.
It could just be the internet, 24-hour news cycle, that kind of deal.
Kids are taking photos.
Well, that's the problem. Everything is online now. There's no way that you can do anything really in secret if you're with somebody else necessarily, unless you have a pact that there's no way that it's going to go out. But if you have somebody that's younger like that, they're on. I mean, every generation now.
How do you not get on Twitter and be like, I banged my teacher last
that, time. And they all have, they're just, there's less,
extra credit, buddy.
I'm gonna use a term that's not going to sound
my math
good. But let me explain it. It's maturity, right? And I know that sounds bad, but I'm just saying, if you're older and you're doing something like that, the maturity is basically in, the secret. Your maturity level is enough that you would be more secret about it if you're older.
Whereas if you're
younger, there's just less of that.
Yeah, but why?
And that maturity isn't maybe the right word. But
why are they sleeping with their students?
I don't know.
I just don't understand.
I think it's control.
They obviously never show pictures of the students. They never show any pictures because it's they're minors. They're under 18. But it's sometimes I wonder.
They work in the mines every night.
You picture a 14-year-old in your head, and you're kind of I picture myself at 14, and I'm like, what teacher would want to be this lanky, Irish kid?
Puberty.
Yeah.
I think it's control.
I agree with you there, but I'm just talking about, I'm just even talking from that, physical attraction level, where it's but to be fair, I think we all can agree, we've had kids in our classes that look way older than what they are. I remember kids that were 14, 15, and they looked 20. They had full on facial hair, they were taller and bigger.
There was a kid on my baseball team when I was I may have only been 12, and he had good stubble already, and he was 12 and a half.
And last time I went to a high school reunion, they all look like ass now.
They all now
look like they're 55.
Now, I could be wrong.
Served you well in your team.
He may have been older, because the dude could throw the ball. He wasn't the most accurate, but we used him as pitcher sometimes because he could. I mean, I bet he was hitting 80, 90 miles an hour. Yeah. I'm not kidding. It was just ridiculous.
That's crazy.
But also a little slow.
I just thought it was weird. I just thought it was interesting. Then I was just like, seems like...
No.
Because he was held back. That's why he maybe was older, is what you were saying, right?
I don't know. No, he actually was pretty intelligent.
Okay, well, never mind.
Bad joke. Wow, that was...
I thought you said he might have been a little
bit
older.
This feels more like...
I'm just saying because he looked like he was so much older.
We're on some sort of episode on a news station, but this is Verbal Distillery. I'm cutting right into it. Joe?
I'm Celesta.
I am, and always will be, Ryan.
I thought you were going to say, your lover.
No.
But
I guess we don't
we're going to talk a little whiskey and get a little weird.
Just talk weird. Let's not get too weird.
I'm waiting for the day we get weird.
Yeah. Well, I think that's already happened. Have you listened to some of our recordings?
Yes.
Anything weird happened to people?
Exactly. That's where I was going next.
I got something a little weird.
And I have something in general kind of weird that I'm thinking about, so go ahead.
Okay.
Well, I wanted your opinion. I shared this with Ryan already, but I met a couple at church on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been coming for a while, but I never really talked to them because I think they're the type of people, and Ryan and I are the type of people, like, church is done, I'm out of there. I'm not, like, socializing for a half an hour.
But it's not that I don't like church. I just don't really, I'm not a socializing person. That's just not my thing. That's very
true. Also, that's like, true. I just got other stuff to do, so I'm out of there.
That booze ain't gonna drink itself when I get home. Like,
I need a beer. But I was waiting for Ryan because he's volunteering for blah, blah, blah. And so I'm talking to these people. And I'm like, my name's Celeste. What's yours? And their names were Tobias.
North and Trees.
Tobias and Lindsay.
And for Arrested like, Development?
So I was like, it didn't hit me at that point. But then I'm in the car driving home and I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, I totally would have been texting and being like, are you a Never Nude?
Tobias? And Lindsay? Like, is this for real?
They have probably gotten, coming from the guy who's got me, you know, with my name, I won't go full name, but there are jokes. But I guarantee you they have probably heard it all. Like, Tobias and Lindsay? Oh, he's a Never Nude.
But you think they're legit? I mean, you think, I don't know, they're kind of weird.
They could be. Or they could have an ego. It's alter ego, right? On ego.
What, you think they were lying to you?
Like, what are the odds?
Oh, do you think they were, like, false numbering you, where it's like, hey, here's my number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know, or...
That's not a real number? Dang it.
Dude, I got her, did... Oh, damn it. I got played, man.
I used to do that all the time. I just thought it was hilarious.
Well, homeless people 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, just give out my friend's number as my number.
Oh.
Really?
Well, eventually they would track back to you.
That's kind of mean.
People didn't ask very often for my number, so, you know.
Yeah, but that's kind of mean to give it to your friend and just be like, that was kind of, that's, I mean, it's one thing to give a fake number. Like, I think you should always have, like, a fake number in your head already. Like, 523-7792. Something like that, you know? It sounds like a real number, but it's fake. It's totally fake. And you should keep that in your head. Not give your friend, because what does your friend need, like, a drunk booty call at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah,
it's like, that's just kind of cruel. It's like, totally hey, girl. Not. I saw you at the club. What you up to right now?
Oh, you're in the club.
Who is this? You know, it's me. It's Chaz with a Z.
How many?
Well, it depends, baby. I mean, right now, there's probably like 4 or 5 if I wrote it now.
What? He's been drinking a little bit before this.
No, that was like my Matthew McConaughey bro kind of.
Wow.
Was like,
very Matthew McConaughey.
That's not how I pictured Chaz at that moment.
Oh, really?
DJ Chazzy Chaz?
This is Chaz. I got some sick sounds to play for you, baby.
Wow.
Click.
Hold on. Let me hook my phone up to my speaker.
Anyway.
What?
I don't know. I kind of like this Chaz character. I might, like, keep him around for a little bit. He's
I do
good.
Not like Chaz.
I like Chaz.
He did not get my number.
No, I don't
like Oh, baby. I don't need your digits. I followed you home.
Wow. I feel like it doesn't happen a lot, but I feel like I may have more incidences of deja vu than the than the standard person. Yeah, and they're always really bizarre and strange, and I kind of wonder if some of them relate to, because when I was a kid, up until even about 20 years old, I would usually have a lot of very vivid dreams. And lucid dreams.
Right.
And I kind of wonder if sometimes it's almost like...
You're a precog?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just
I mean, you're a very routine guy. People who are very routine, I mean, of course you're going to have moments of deja vu because you're doing the same thing every day.
That's true.
I mean, so there might be some of that. It's like, oh, I remember brushing my teeth yesterday. Of course.
Hey, no, it's
of
not course.
What is
it? It's like? More like backgrounds and places and stuff that I feel like... And the stuff that's happening while I'm there, while I see it, I remember it happening before.
Maybe you're psychic. I don't know. Maybe you have some
psycho.
Power.
But
I'm ready for you to do a paranormal story one of these days.
I could eventually.
Yeah. Even though I know you don't believe in any of that garbage.
No.
From his own life.
From
even though
life.
Ghosts are real.
Well, I mean, if without ghosts, we wouldn't have Ghostbusters, so I'll give you.
Yeah. What about you? You said you had something weird?
That was it.
That was it.
Tobias and Lindsay.
Tobias
and then you would hold Chaz.
Oh, yeah. Chaz. I like
Chaz. Kind of ruined it, but whatever.
No, I like Chaz.
Ruined.
I think Chaz is awesome. He's going to have to pop up every now and again. And baby, I'm just right here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right.
All right.
What are we drinking?
What we are drinking tonight, well, our first one is I.W. Harper, which has a very long history, but as far as its current distiller, it's very different. We're drinking the I.W. Harper, just Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. This is not, there are two I.W. Harpers out there on the market right now. There's this one and then the I.W. Harper 15 year. Mm-hmm. This is just the regular one. I.W. Harper has been around since 1872.
Yep.
It was Isaac Wolf Bernheim from the Bernheim Distillery who started the I.W. Harper brand. It is believed that the I.W. does stand for Isaac Wolf. That's a belief. That's an assumption.
Yeah.
Harper was believed to be an add-on for marketing purposes. Yeah. I mean, they didn't want to call it Bernheim. The I.W. Harper we're drinking right now is not from that era. We have drank stuff from that era. We have.
And it's delicious.
It's amazing. It's some good stuff. One of these days, maybe we'll review it as well. And this is actually a very common bottle. The price range is $35,
$40. For this one? Really?
For this one, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a little less.
You can get it cheap. Like, it'll go on sale. You can see it on sale for like $30, $29, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. But Bernheim owned this labeling until Schenley Distilling Corporation bought them out.
I feel like Schenley has owned every label.
At some you know, point Bernheim was one of the 10 distilleries that was allowed to stay open during Prohibition.
Yep.
That's how they survived. The Schenley Distilling Company bought this one too. However, it was sold to Diageo, which Diageo is the same big multi corporation that owns Guinness. And
they own a lot of different brands.
Yeah, the reason they became Diageo is they used to be United Distillers. But when United Distillers merged with Grand Metropolitan, they changed their name to Diageo. And Diageo does a lot of stuff like the Orphan Barrels and
they own a lot of different labels.
They do own a lot of different labels.
They don't even think of it unless you look at it, though.
Yeah, the old Bernheim Distillery actually became the Heaven Hell Distillery in 1999 after the fire. You remember the pre-fire stuff, and one of these days we will review Heaven Hill. There are bottles out there come from Heaven Hill, and they are referred to as pre-fire, post-fire. Pre-fire would be like they did at their distillery have a huge fire, and it was even like a lake of flaming whiskey.
Yeah.
Or a river.
It was in 96.
Yeah.
So anything
in 99, they bought the Bernheim Distillery, and that's where they are at now.
Yeah.
The I.W. Harper brand was stayed primarily mainly in Asia and Europe until Diageo acquired it. Once Diageo acquired it, they came back. Bernheim is still based. They have two locations. They bought the old Stitzelweller distillery. Mm-hmm. We've been there. Yep. We've been there as they've owned it. Like they own, and some of these barrels are, housed in some of those rick houses, but it's the old Stitzelweller, and it's in a rough part of town. Yeah. I mean, that distillery is
an old distillery.
It's in a very old distillery. Stitzelweller, as people know, that's Pappy Van Winkle started there and all that kind of wonderful stuff.
The old Fitz back in the day.
Yep, the old Fitz, very, very old Fitz, all those. That's where that stuff came from. This does not have an age date. It is, proof-wise, this is, I want to say, like 82 proof. Yeah, it's 82 proof. Again, there's not a whole lot of information. Diageo, like a lot of whiskey distillers, but Diageo especially, they're very secretive about
this stuff. Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah. They're super secretive, which can be a plus, can be a minus.
Which is kind of, it's so weird in the whiskey industry because, there's a lot of lore and there's a lot of secrets, but then at the same time, you go to some place like Buffalo Trace, and they're like,
"Yeah, this is what we do.
They don't care.
This is where it is.
Like, here's everything. I'll tell you everything."
Yeah, they're like, "This sat in this rick house in this corner for this long."
And they release every year, like with the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, all the details for you to read everything about it.
That Diageo is very secretive, but it's also because they bought a lot of barrels from that's what their whole Orphan Barrel program is all about. It's like it's all these super old barrels they bought from like the Stag and the old Bernheim. Mm-hmm. Barrels back in the day, and they've been sitting on them, and they're like, but they don't want you to know. So as far as bottle presentations, where I like to start with, I love this bottle. I think this is a cool bottle. It's got it's very a traditional liquor bottle, but it's got beveled in the glass I.W. Harper on both sides.
I like that part.
It's got the iconic bowing man.
Yep.
I.W. Harper, it's like, if you ever seen, there's a guy with a top hat and a cane, he's like slightly bending over, touching his hat. It's called the Bowing Man. It's a very iconic, I don't want to say mascot, but
symbol
for the IW Harper brand. Like they even did, like I even had one at one time. Yeah. I even had like they even did a decanter of the Bowing Man, and that was like, you know, it had a metal cane that you slid through his hand to like give it its whole presence. It was a very cool decanter. It's one of my favorites.
I think this is kind of a throwback to the old bottles, because
this is very
those old bottles that I still have a couple of those. They're this similar design.
Yeah, I mean, and the labels are great, smart, and crisp. I really enjoy that. It's a very nice looking bottle. All right, now the nose. Business, though.
I get a little bit of. It's not as banana-y as like 1792s and.
Yeah, I get banana on that too. I get a little banana.
Definitely fruity. I don't know if I'd say banana.
But. I don't love the nose, to be quite honest with you.
It's kind of on the weaker side for me.
Yeah.
As far as the nose, but it is a lower proof, so I guess that's neither here nor there. But.
And to me, the taste, it's not, okay, it's not bad, but.
I get like almonds and bananas on the flavoring.
Yeah, it's kind of, to me, I think maybe that, like, it's kind of a weird combination I'm not a huge fan of. And honestly, with this, I would probably end up making this either into like old fashions or mixing it with Coke Zero. And at the price range, if it's $40,
you probably wouldn't even buy it.
That bothers me. If it was under $30, I might have this on my bar quite a bit. But
it's got an unexpected sweet taste.
Yes, it does.
I would not mix this with Coke.
I wouldn't think
it
either.
It would be too sweet.
I don't mind this straight up.
Yeah, and this is.
I don't mind this neat. It's not hot, but I get a lot of flavors. Both on the initial swallow and then on the aftertaste.
Yeah, there's flavors. I just feel like the combination in my mouth is just kind of off. So I don't think I would necessarily sip it straight.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm with you. I don't get a lot on the nose, but I do get a lot on the taste. And I get a lot of sweetness, some fruit. Mm-hmm. To me, I mean, it's not like as like fruity and sweet as, say, like Irish whiskeys. Like, which Irish whiskeys, in my opinion, are very good like for dessert whiskeys. Because they are nice great. Sweet. Yeah. This, it gets close to there, but it still has that, like, bourbon flavor to it. Like, you still get that oak, you know, I still get the oak. It's not nearly as strong. Color-wise, it's a lot on a lighter side, which makes me think it's younger, because I do get a little of that.
Yeah.
The immaturity heat is what I like
to call it. Probably, like, 3 or 4 years old.
I bet, yeah.
Which, again, we don't know, but if it's only that old, I think, again, they're trying
to. I know Diageo does the Solara. Am I pronouncing
that right? Yeah, but they wouldn't do that with
this. They wouldn't do that with this, but the Solara method they do use with other stuff, though.
Yeah, and a lot of rums do that, too.
Yeah.
I think their 15-year of this isn't too bad.
Oh, I enjoy the 15-year of this.
But. I don't like... I've seen it on the shelf randomly, and I don't like paying 80 for it. Like,
well, we'll review that one at another time.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too deep into it, but I mean, I do like the 15.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that from the taste, I do feel this is... They're trying to make this a more higher-end whiskey for the price point. I don't think it's there as far as taste and flavor.
No, I don't think it is either.
I mean, for me, this would be a hard... 6.5
I was going to say 6.
Yeah. I think above average, but it's not.
I think if it was cheaper, I'd give it a higher rating.
Yeah.
So I'm only going to give it a 4.5.
Okay.
Just because, again, on my palate, it's kind of a weird combo of tastes.
See, I kind of like it. But it's definitely something that you'd have to, like, if you were going to have it with dinner, you definitely would be picky about what you're eating. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I would not serve this with, like, a ribeye.
See, I don't drink whiskey with food much anyway, so don't ask me.
No, I drink whiskey with breakfast. No, I didn't say that out loud. What are you talking about?
I mean, I just drink whiskey
for
breakfast.
You wanted to try something?
Yeah.
For the heck of it.
I mean, if you see it in a bar and it's, you know, $6-7 a pour, I would go for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd buy the whole bottle of it. I just...
Yeah, I mean, like, also, too, like, I could see some college kids who are trying to get into this, and, I mean, this would be a higher-end bottle for that kind of market. And I mean, it's a very nice looking bottle.
Yeah.
It'll look great on your bar. Very
it will
much.
Impress some ladies.
Yes. It'll impress anybody. I mean, it's a very cool presentation, but I mean, it's about a little bit above average whiskey. All right. Let's get into the story. I think Celeste is up this week.
Prepping her
fish
mouth.
Face. I'm so scared.
She spent many hours on this.
Guys, I spent many hours.
And she's
hours.
Prefaced this because, as you people know, Ryan and I are not privy to the story.
New people. Apologize for that.
I mean, I'm sorry. You one person. Megan, we're talking about Megan. We just want you to know the one person who listens.
Charles.
Oh, Megan and Charles.
Apparently Chuck as well.
Oh, he is now listening.
You said.
Chuck. Oh, yeah, Chuck. Yeah, Chuck. Yeah, he's listening. Okay, so Megan, Charles, and Chuck are 3 of your listeners.
Thank you.
If you want your name on this list,
let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know and we'll just do it. Okay.
What are you titling it?
Yeah.
I really don't have a name for it.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, so this is the no name.
The unknown.
So I figured
the
maybe,
unknown. I like that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of... I figured maybe if we something came out of it, I could name it afterwards, but... Okay.
You're so nervous. It's just...
Because I don't know if it's going to be, like, good or just going to suck
We
balls.
Will make it in just interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I did Nexium.
You did! Oh, Allison Mack from Smallville!
What?
So much to unpack.
Is that what it's called?
If you look at the letters, you wouldn't... I mean, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, what idiot put this together? I'm just like, this
Nexium,
like,
as in the purple pill?
No, but it doesn't, like, spell the letters out. I can't even...
N-X-I-V-M.
N-X-I-V-M. Like, visually picture that in your... Exactly. They just call it Nexium.
Like the purple pill.
Like the purple pill.
So not only are they going to be in trouble for what they're doing, but also...
Oh, this is
sued by
this
like
is a full
Pfizer or whatever.
Sex
that's
cult.
That's the least of their concern. All right. It's a company whose mission is to raise human awareness, foster an ethical humanitarian civilization, and celebrate what it means to be a human.
Basically, do you have boobies? Come here.
I don't even want to be a part of that.
Nexium is a community.
You're not invited.
Good.
You definitely would.
Yeah, you would never have been invited.
You're too manly for them. It's a community guided by humanitarian principles that seek to empower people and answer important questions about what it means to be human. The Nexium philosophy is expressed through a series of companies and initiatives, all of which were designed to broaden the way we currently think about problems and to help create solutions for a kinder, more sustainable, ethical world. With unique tools that facilitate success both internally and externally, Nexium helps people realize the potential that exists within them.
Sex cult.
No. I would be...
I don't know, man. I might be able to get on board on this one.
Yeah, Chaz, that's right up your alley.
Yeah. Nexium means next one.
All right, so this is how I broke this down. We're going to learn a little bit about Keith Raniere, who's at the top, and then I'm just going to go through a timeline.
I was trying to remember what his first name was. I knew his last name was Raniere.
Keith.
Oh, he looks like a goober, too. Like, if you've seen pictures of him, he looks like a goober.
That's what bothers
me
the most.
Allison Mack is pretty. I mean, I remember her from Smallville. I mean, she's pretty, but, I mean, like, Keith Raniere, I mean, like, this guy must be, like...
He's getting old.
And he's got that like weird long part down the middle long hair, but it's not like long hair. It's like long to the ears long, where he's just like, he just looks like the...
He's trying to look like...
A goober!
A guru.
A
guru.
But he's not. All right, so at the top, sort of. I mean, it's debatable, but I'm just going to simplify it for you people here, so...
And for me, because I don't know the details.
And for Ryan. Keith Raniere, who has devoted his life to studying the complex issues that face our modern world and to developing tools to enhance the human experience through community social action science, technology, and education. Basically, he's a superhuman.
No, he's not.
He was born in 1960 to James and Vera Raniere. They lived in Brooklyn for the first few years of his life. Father was an ad man exec, and mother was a ballroom dancer.
He was a madman. Fast talker.
Mm-hmm.
Silver tongue.
His parents would divorce while he was still young, and him and his mother... him and his mother move away. She ends up basically raising him on her own. It's said that he hates dancing to this day because his mother would always make him dance with her.
We might have
some mommy issues going on here.
It's not because my mother...
No surprise. Some guy who starts a sex cult, he does not have mommy issues?
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe Freud was right.
Yeah.
She dies when he's 18 from heart disease, and Keith also believes that she drank herself to death, although his dad, who's still alive, said she never had a drinking problem.
Because he also had one.
So Keith makes many claims about his childhood.
I don't know what you're talking about. Clank, clank, clank.
Makes many claims about his childhood and accolades. Here are a few.
Oh, jeez.
Claims, by the age of one, he was speaking in full sentences.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Bullshit.
By two, he could read.
Mm-hmm.
At 11, he was judo champion of the East Coast.
I love that he's like, I was reading it too, and then I was kicking ass at five, you know?
By age 12, a year later, he could play 7 instruments and had taught himself high school math in just 19 hours.
Oh, this is that weird kid at school who was just like, man, did you hear about Tommy? Tommy says, like, you know, like, I remember, this is a true story. I'm telling you this, there was a kid in my high school, freshman year, that he, like, wanted to get in with anybody, be friends with anybody. He tried to convince people his dad was an assassin. Nice. So he like, no, he, I, this is 100% true.
I didn't believe you, but it's
he
funny.
He took Polaroids of like a dummy laying in his kitchen in a pool of like Kool-Aid. Like it looked like Kool-Aid. It was not even thick. It was like Kool-Aid. It was like, see, these are the pictures my dad takes of the bodies.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, it's like, by the way, I'm also a judo champ.
Was his name Keith?
No, no, I don't want to say his name on air because I don't want to mock him, but he did
Chuck.
Do that.
No.
Nope.
All right, by 13.
Was a 4-letter word.
Jeez.
By 13, he had learned 3 years of college math.
Of course.
Claims to have broken records in the 100-yard dash.
But they
in
lost
New York State.
In the fire. What fire? I don't know. It was a fire I created with my eyes.
Tells people he held a place in the Guinness Book of Records for highest IQ in the 90s at some point.
Do you know which of the any of this is all bullshit?
The,
or look that up.
The Guinness Book of Records, people say, is not true. He's never been in the
Guinness
Book.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And in 1988, he apparently did qualify for the Elite Mega Society with an IQ of 178. However, to qualify for this, you get a take-home exam, and nobody actually acknowledges the society as a real thing. It's supposed to be one step up.
What is
up.
It with these cult leaders? They just make up crap.
It's supposed to be one step up from, like, Mensa? Is that the genius
yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
You would know if you're a part of it.
Because
you'd look down on everybody else.
Not. So, yeah, I was kind of... I scoured the internet for,
well,
like, someone...
Scoured.
Well, you'd think some of this would be easy to prove or disprove. His father's still alive. Like, can they not just ask him?
He probably has no contact with the kid. Remember, they split up. He's probably like,
no, but he was, I don't think it was like right away, but.
Probably
I mean,
alcoholic too.
Yeah, he may not.
It's like, this little
care.
Shit tried to judo chop me, and I just forget you.
So he goes to school to Rensselaer.
So he made up a school?
No,
yes.
This school's real.
Rensselaer
Polytechnic Institute, which is obviously where a genius would go.
Mm-hmm.
Forget Harvard. Forget
Polytech.
Stanford. I'm going to Polytech in Troy,
I'm
New York.
I'm going to Polytech. What'd you master in? Philosophy. Liar!
Physics, math, and biology.
Who's your roommate? Chaz.
Three majors at once.
Did he actually get through all of them?
I guess. But again, I don't know. After graduation, he enters the early world of computer programming.
Of course he did. And he invented the internet next
yes.
to Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
He did say at the age of... I found somewhere that he said at the age of 4 he was working on like computer stuff. But I'm like, at the age of 4, 1964, what kind of computer stuff?
He was working on a Commodore 64. Basically, he was playing Zork. And he was just trying to get through that damn door. It's like, insert key. Sorry, we don't understand that phrase. Put key in. Mm. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Find keyhole. What?
Use key fob.
I have
whoa! Somebody's seeing the future here.
No idea what you guys are talking about.
Back in the day, like a Commodore 64, like it was the early form of computers, and when they had video games, it wasn't even a video game technically. It was more like a choose your own adventure kind of deal.
Yeah, but when did that come along? 80s?
No, it was
no,
like
that was 60s. That was like 70s. That was
really?
Like the 70s. Yeah,
wow.
And like basically, what you had to do is like that you'd read a story and it'd be like, here is your problem. You approach a door. What do you do? And you'd have to type in like what you wanted to do. But it had such limited capabilities.
Right. It
like
had to be exactly
it didn't
like
get
that.
Slang. You couldn't be like, put the damn key in the lock and be like, I don't understand what that is. It's like, put the damn key in the lock. Just like, I don't know.
What?
You,
what?
You had to say like the perfect phrase.
Yeah.
You had
right.
to like say the perfect phrase. Yeah.
All right.
Before AI was a thing.
Right.
The robots
yeah.
took over.
Yep.
Eventually, he finds his way into an Amway sales training class.
Oh, wow. Amway.
Amway.
Perfect.
In 1990, he takes his genius and Amway class learning.
Look, it's in his wallet. I'm not leaving without my genius. I'm sorry, Mr. Rainier. You left your genius at the table. Thank you so much for finding my genius. You know, this thing's got judo training.
Yeah.
My genius has judo training.
And 3 years of college math. He took this and created Consumers Byline.
What?
So he traveled the country selling people.
I think I heard of it too.
Selling people memberships to a discount buying club.
Oh,
they were
like
to receive
Costco.
Discounts on everything from skincare to cars. offer fee of $219.
They sold coupon books,
basically.
In just 2 or 3 years, his company was flagged as a pyramid scheme and shut down.
What? No!
Never saw it coming.
Right?
Oh my god, this guy was in a pyramid scheme?
No way.
What?
By the end of 1993, Rainier claims he had sold $1 billion in goods.
Of course he did!
And was worth $50 million.
And he probably had like $1,000 in his checking account.
Well, that's the thing, okay? So, New York State, multiple states actually were like, hey, you gotta get out of here, we're gonna bring charges up against you. New York State fined him $40 for his pyramid scheme. He was able to...
Find him $40.
I mean, sorry, $40,000.
Okay, I was like, I got that.
$40, yeah. But he was only able to pay $9,000 despite being worth $50 million.
Of course.
Well, it was in stocks and bonds.
Because, well, no. His bank was with the Bank of Rainier, which doesn't exist. And, you know, he's like, I also own a bank.
Yeah.
Do you not take Monopoly money? Because in my world, Monopoly money is a real thing.
Plus, I can't give you all my capital.
Huh?
Exactly.
I have a lot of real estate holdings. Here, let me pull them out of my genius. And he's like, pulls out all like these little Monopoly houses. It's like, I own real estate.
I kind of feel like it was like that.
Yeah.
Somewhere in 93, 94, he started another company. So right after his pyramid scheme. Yeah. With his girlfriend, Tony Natalie.
Oh, her name's two first names.
I hate those people.
I don't hate those people.
Hate is bad.
I was going to say, that's a little harsh. Though,
I'm not a fan of it. But,
no,
I'm not
a fan at all.
It was.
I mean, I kind of like. I have a problem with the parents who like name their kids.
Tony is the least of our worries.
I suspect these people are up to something. Anyway, go on.
They started the National Health Network.
There it is.
Sold vitamins and had a shop in Clifton Park, New York.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
So that's no different than like the vitamin shop over here, you know? I mean, I've never been in there because I'm like, I don't need your vitamins. I'm healthy.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
In 1997, he meets Nancy Salzman.
Like her better.
I do too.
No, you won't like her.
I like her better.
Oh, she's evil.
Salzman found Rainier to be riveting.
Ooh.
And he became her spiritual guide.
Of course he did.
Salzman ends up lending Tony $50,000 for the health food business.
Wait till the sex comes in. It always goes towards the sex with these
the
people.
Business ends and goes bankrupt.
Shocking.
So what happens is Salzman takes, somehow, I don't know, court battles happen, bankruptcy happens. Rainier sides with Salzman, who probably because she has the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they gang up on Natalie, fight her in court for a long time. Natalie is claiming that Rainier is harassing her and stalking her. He sends her letters. He sends her, like, creepy stuff with...
vitamins?
Quotes about death and tells her that she's not in the right state of mind. I don't know. It's bizarre. We don't have time to go into it.
He, like, breaks into her house and, like, slightly moves things. Just ever so slightly. And she's like...
Here's a creepy story. I was going to save it to the end. But Tony Natalie says, at some point, they had a puppy and it died. And Rainier had her keep the puppy in the freezer and look at it daily to help her better cope with death.
Wow.
What a douche.
Yeah. 1998, Salzman starts a company that launches executive success programs.
We're just going to take some random words we pulled out of a fishbowl.
Pretty much. And this company will eventually be called Nexium.
Yeah, which it's not even Nexium. It's just
Nexium.
Classes spring up
it's
in Albany.
Drunk guy at a bar. And I'm going to start this company. Just you don't have to go in right now. I just want you to tell you what it's
what's
called.
It called? Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Nexium.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It's going to be on the tallest building in New York. And everybody's going to be like, man, I love that company, Nexium. I mean, it does. It sounds like a drunk guy right next to him.
I'm sure there is meaning behind it, but I...
But we can't understand it because our IQ is not 125.
That's exactly it. Classes spring up in Albany, Manhattan, Seattle, Boston, and all over Mexico.
Now, weren't these classes like it was almost like a self-help kind of classes,
self-help.
Weren't they? And like he was like trying to key in on like actors?
Well, like I said in the beginning, that was from their website. So, you know, they're... It was like a,
like a Tony, what's his
name?
Tony Robbins, yeah, kind of deal.
But also there were more, like, executive, this one article listed a whole bunch of people that make money doing this, where they go in to high execs and teach them how to be an exec, basically.
Right.
I wish I could do that.
And they charge a bajillion dollars.
You could, actually.
Okay, good.
Anybody could.
I should.
Oh, here. The goal was to work to make humanity ethical and a more noble civilization. Whatever the frick. This is where it starts to get weird. Students must sign a non-disclosure argument and vow never to talk about... Agreement, yes, indeed. And vow never to talk about...
Thanks, Rainier. Shut your mouth.
Oh, I'm so smart.
I'm just doing what's best for humanity here.
By the way, I know Taekwondo. I just want to put that out there. I know we're at a nice dinner party. I just want everybody to know I know Taekwondo.
Can I put this out there? First I had one. A roommate in college. She was gross. And she would take judo classes or something.
Judo.
Not shower?
Not shower.
And then, like, rub her body on your bed so that, like, you'd
go. Good Lord, I hope not. But wear that damn uniform all the time. Like, she was some sort of hot shot.
Because she was in the samurai movie, and she just wanted to make sure she was ready at any time. And we've all been there.
We'd go to, like, dinner, and she would literally be doing, like, rolls as we went. Like, I don't know what they're even called, but, like, somersaults.
Wait. Stop. Time out. You're walking to dinner. Like these students, like these college students, you're just walking to the local taco shop or malt shop. Or
probably on campus.
Or Peaches? Was it Peaches in 90210?
Whitney. Hall.
Yeah. So you just like walk and like, but then you have this one friend who is literally doing rolls.
Friend, but yes.
Roll. I'm sorry.
Somersaulting. Somersaulting.
Nope. That's when I'm just like, no, we are not Cirque du Soleil. You need to turn this crazy train around.
Yeah. I tried not to spend time with her as much as possible.
Wow. Well, I'd be worried she'd roll into your room.
We should read my diary from that time at some point on this show is what we should do.
Oh, my God. We should. You have a diary? We should just read that.
It's not that interesting. Really not that interesting.
And we kissed.
And then I met this guy.
Took my flower.
I met this guy. And he was a real dick.
Yeah, so many arguments from Ryan and I in that
thing. I can imagine. Yeah. Like, it's taken him a long time to start understanding that other people's views on things are just as valid as his own.
Correct.
Whatever. Move on.
All right, non-disclosure.
Do you want the people's elbow? Because you're going to get the people's elbow.
Non-disclosure agreements.
Got it.
If they were to talk about it, they were compromising their inner honesty and integrity.
I feel like that's actually a thing for a lot of businesses. But go, move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Classes or sessions are considering... Wait, what? Classes or sessions are considered life coaching and self-improvement. Titles of these sessions include things like money, face the universe, and control, freedom, and surrender.
So they turn them through a window. Congratulations, you're facing the universe. Do you not feel empowered?
How do you feel right now?
You can find what these classes were actually... teaching, and I'm not going to go into it, but it's all online if you want to look at it.
I'm waiting for when Allison Mack comes in.
Well, it's a while. Some of the classes are said to incorporate hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, and a controversial behavior modification regimen.
God, I want to hit this guy.
Nobody really knows what that is. Salzman and Rainier had apparently studied hypnosis and neuro-linguistics, which is considered a pseudoscience, but something about using language to read people's minds. I don't know. Coaches urge
this guy's
students.
Weird.
Coaches
urge. I just wait for him to go like, and now comes the segment of the touching.
I told you it was like a long, tedious process.
It always comes down to sexo at the bottom of the line. Always does with every single
one. Building up to it, baby.
Yeah.
Trust me, there's sex in this podcast.
Go from Aleister Crowley to Jim Jones to freaking Charles Manson. Every single one of these freaks, it always comes down to the fact that they just want to be able to like have sex with anybody they want without any kind of issues or anything. That's what it all bottoms down to at the end.
Bottoms down to.
Yeah, bottoms. That was not right.
Boils.
I'm tired.
Boils down. Coaches urge students to take sessions multiple times. So you're a student. You can work your way up to a coach. There's different levels in this thing. But anyway, at the cost of several thousand dollars, of course. But to think of each dollar spent as a worthwhile representation of that effort.
What?
I don't know.
It's convincing them that the money they're spending is worthwhile.
Yeah. Here's your fire flower. I get to spit fire? Awesome! Now
and
that's the leveling up I like.
This is also where Rainier has now chosen to be referred to as Vanguard. And
Salzman, this is like getting into Matt Hardy.
No, he really jumped up, really. I mean, he just was like, he was like, I am no longer Rainier. I am now King.
Yeah.
I am King.
I don't want to be Keith anymore.
Yeah, I am now king.
It's Van not very God. Sexy.
I don't think you can just call yourself king.
The English did it.
That's exactly true.
Right. Salzman is now called, you remember his business partner is now called Prefect.
Oh my God.
Prefect to Van Gogh.
Prefect. Now, 2002, the heiresses to the Seagram fortune get involved.
Whiskey.
Oui.
Sister Sarah and Claire Bronfman.
So not Seagram.
Hard last name. Not Seagram.
They bring out some of those Tiffany Seagrams, you know, the Tiffany decanter Seagrams. Yeah.
They just start throwing money at Rainier, basically. The women really
we love your penis!
They didn't have much going on for them. It seemed, it's true.
It's like the Paris Hilton of the Seagram. Yeah.
They were bored.
Like, I'm so tired of drinking.
Well, I think Claire owned a horse breeding stable thing.
Back to sex.
Yep.
Sarah had just, was like, in the process of getting divorced when she heard about this. She was not in a good place.
No, she was not.
So someone's so like, sad. Hey.
I like how you say it like you knew her. It's like, God, we texted so many times. She was just in a bad place. I mean, like, I know. I
tried to tell her.
I talked to her.
Just drink more alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, there's one time I had to like, really shake the shit out of her. Like, is this what you want from your life?
It didn't work.
I don't know why that was so funny.
She gave money to Vanguard.
They gave money to him, yeah.
Sarah, not the prefect. Fuck.
Not the prefect.
Screw that jerk.
Sarah is quoted as saying, I don't know how much you know about my family, but coming from a family where I've never had to earn anything before in my life, it was very, very moving, moving experience for me to be awarded this yellow sash.
Ooh, you got
it
a yellow
was the
sash.
First thing I earned on my own merits. So,
oh my God!
No, you probably you just paid up, money, and you
as
got
you
it.
Worked up, you got different color sashes. Some people say collars, different weird things like that.
Right? You can run to Michael's for real quick. I need some more other colored sashes. Okay, make people feel important when I give them different colors.
Oh, so Sarah had been promoted, to
which I know he got
coach.
From his taekwondo classes.
Exactly. She had been. Promoted to the rank of coach at this point, so that's why she got her yellow sash.
Oh, she's paid her she, you know, paid her money. In, so
yeah,
she,
exactly.
She's good.
Shockingly enough, it seems like the more money you put in, the faster you moved up.
Crazy.
In the
what? That doesn't sound anything like Scientology.
No, wow. And yeah, that's...
Oh, I know.
2003, Rainier is involved, or involved. 2003, Rainier...
Deep.
Please refer to
deep.
Him. Please refer
oh.
to him as Vanguard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Vanguard. This is Vanguard.
2003, Vanguard is interviewed by
God,
Forbes.
God, this guy's. Oh my God, I want to drown myself in whiskey.
Right well, now. You are.
So, wait, okay, it's 2003, right? 2003. This is a long time ago, really.
This is post 9/11.
9/11.
Where when we all needed a Vanguard.
Yes, and we didn't have
to protect our souls.
What was he doing?
And he's like, and our souls are connected to our genitalia. We're getting there, right?
Didn't we do that in some? Oh, the nose knows.
Yeah, the nose
right?
knows.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. To the nose. To the nose!
Move on.
So he was interviewed by Forbes, and instead of the
Forbes?
Article... Forbes? Yeah.
Really?
Jeez.
Because they had a lot of money going in there, probably because of the sisters. Instead of a raving article about Nexium, which he thought it was going to be...
raving article. He got a quiet, mid-toned, just like an average article.
Yeah, or maybe negative. People started calling him a cult already at this point.
Oh.
Edgar Bronfman, the father of the sisters, basically was quoted as calling them a quote. He had taken some classes, then found out how much money his daughters were throwing into it, and he's like, no, this ain't right.
That's our whiskey money, girls!
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Then other stories start to emerge. One woman claimed that after sleepless nights and 17-hour days of workshops, she suffered a mental break and was having hallucinations.
Oh, so he was, like, sleep-depriving people in these classes.
Why?
Yep.
Uh-huh, that's how the cults do it.
A social worker took a 5-day class and became concerned about the group's rituals and emphasis on recruitment. Because many family members were taking the class with her, they all decided... Now, and her family, one of her family was, like, a kind of like a mogul. He ran his own clothing thing, so they had money. They hire Rick Ross, a cult specialist, to look into the group.
Was that the same guy where you get Rickrolled?
No.
What was his name?
I always get worried when people are trying to contact a... It's like, are you trying to contact a occult specialist or an occult specialist?
I don't know.
He was a specialist on cults.
There you go. Yeah.
This was two first names, so...
Occults.
Yeah,
something different.
He did some research, and he's like, yeah, it's a cult. And he publishes his findings.
He walked in and walked, like, he literally walked in and goes, yup, that's a cult.
The family then hires John Hockman?
Hopkins?
A forensic psychiatrist, although I wrote psychiatrist.
And a spooky expert.
Who teaches at UCLA. He does some research, and he's like, yeah, it's a cult.
He literally walks in the door, says, how you doing? The other guy's like, would you like to sit at the forest of my spirituality? It's a cult!
It's a cult.
It's a cult.
Yeah.
When your name's Vanguard? Oh, it's a cult. Thank you.
I feel like all it took was... Can you refer to him as my Pendragon? And my name is Vanguard. It's a cult!
Alright, I'm out. You don't have to show up. You just give him a phone call.
That's exactly it.
This is Vanguard?
No. They give him a phone call. It's like, can I speak to Mr. Rainier, please? I'm sorry, we don't have anybody here by that name. Mr. Rainier, he's like listed here as saying that he's this is his office. It's like
the founder.
Oh, do you mean the Vanguard? It's a cult. It's a cult.
We're good. Oh, I got paid $10,000. Yeah. All right. That
remember again, this is back in 2002 and 2003, and we're just finding about this now.
Okay, good.
I just think that's very odd. I'm just going to go through quickly what they found in the reports.
Well, the terrorists won, so.
So basically they found all the hallmarks of a cult. Long hours or training, 16-hour days, 5 days in a row.
Yeah, that's a big key. The sleep deprivation thing is always a huge thing.
Not allowed to talk about what they've learned or done during these sessions. Made to feel guilty if they question or want to talk about it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Communication is further broke down because NXIVM changed the meaning or redefined words to fit their own teaching. So even if you wanted to talk about something, normal people outside the cult wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Or they make letters mean things they don't.
Yes.
Like NXIVM.
Exactly.
NXIVM.
Paramilitary rituals structure, which creates a clear chain of command. What? One's rank is constantly visible with a scarf color. The participants are expected to routinely thank Vanguard at the end of each session. And most of the time he's not even there, so. You are required to make daily contact with your coach or superior, so they call in and talk to this person just for like updates. And then there was some other thing. February 2003, Kristen Snyder leaves her second set of NXIVM sessions and commits suicide. Jeez. She leaves a note that she was brainwashed and emotionally the emotional center of her brain was turned off. Please contact her parents, and I'm sorry, I didn't know I was already dead.
Whoa.
Friends and family say she was acting more erratic and was kicked out of a session for telling people that Rainier had actually gotten her pregnant.
Oh, did he really, though?
We don't know. She died and disappeared.
They couldn't do an... Oh, wait. She disappeared or she died? They found a body?
Well, they believe she committed suicide. They found a car at a lake. They think she took a kayak and committed suicide. They never found a body.
So it's body. Okay. So the suicide thing might not have happened.
And some people think that, like, the group was behind it. They murdered her because maybe she was pregnant or maybe, like, trying to be a whistleblower or something.
No. She failed.
Yeah.
Despite all this evidence, nobody really cares. People were going to the cops, like, hey, you should look into this. And they're like, meh. So NXIVM continues. And this is where we're going to take a break.
Oh, this douchebag. I just feel dirty. I don't know about you.
Slightly. I'm gonna go open this somewhere else because you're gonna see what it is. So we'll just talk amongst yourselves.
Do we need to talk about what you're doing?
Yeah, we need to talk about what
you can talk about. It.
We're doing for a first time ever. Ryan really wants to do a blind tasting. It's more about him, but he knows what it is. I don't understand why.
I know we think he's the most biased, but he's making us do the blind tasting.
Yeah, I don't know why we're the one. I mean, it should be you or I picking a blind tasting because, I'm not. I like the whole experience from the bottles to everything. But
well, you'll get over it.
We'll get over it, he said. Okay. I'm excited. I'm interested.
He's like back there just like.
Are you going to take our glasses back there with you? Or
no.
Do we need some sriracha?
No.
I was just going to brown bag it.
He's going to brown bag it. I love it. He's brown bagging it. He's brown bagging it.
Why don't you hold the bag closer?
Yeah, why didn't you, roll it up, too? Make it authentic.
That's fine.
Looks like old charter to me.
All right, here's
First of all, this is the biggest pour ever. I'm going to be drunk by the second episode, ladies and gentlemen.
This is whiskey.
Well, that's good.
But it's from Russia.
Okay, color. light honey.
Oh, here, give me a little bit of that then.
It's I'm pretty much on par with the I.W. Harper. I mean, it's very golden.
Golden?
Yeah, probably about.
There's a little bit of a sting in the nose.
A little bit of a sting.
Which makes me think high proof, but
it's don't try not. To overanalyze it. I mean, I don't know what it is, but
so.
Yep, that's Jack Daniels. No.
From your nose and your taste, kind of try to narrow it down. Like,
it's definitely not Old Charter.
So, I mean, you have
whoa.
You have Scotland, you right? have Ireland, you have Canada, the United States, basically. I mean, and Japan. But okay, it's not Japanese or Taiwanese or anything.
I don't get much on the nose.
It's one from the big four countries that make whiskey.
Is this Green Spot?
I'm not going to tell you until we talk a little bit more.
It's sweet.
I get a sweetness. Yeah. Like, it's almost that carrot cake.
It's not
it
bad.
It is almost that carrot cake.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah. It's almost that carrot cake, but it's got the... Yeah, it is.
Do they make that in small bottles? Because it's a small bottle he's got in there.
Yeah, but who's to say he didn't have some Green Spot and poured it into a small
he
bottle?
He stopped on the way here to buy some.
Oh, then no, it's definitely not Green Spot.
Okay.
Is this Crown Royal?
I will tell you after you give it a score.
Okay, let's keep giving it a score.
Yeah, I think the nose, I mean, I still get a little banana, but, I mean, I washed my glass out, but.
Yeah, I don't know, I mean.
It's a little astringent to me on the nose, but.
I don't get much on the nose.
The taste really isn't know. Too bad.
The taste this isn't is, bad.
This is probably the first time I've actually gotten banana. You guys always say banana. This one tastes like banana.
Yeah, I don't.
But I don't get much more than that. And it's got a pretty good heat afterwards, but it's not choking. I would give this, I'd give it a 5, just because it's not more complex.
Okay.
And not knowing the cost. Although it had to be cheap, because Ryan bought it.
I mean, in all honesty, like, I don't know, there's a bit of a dryness to it on the back end for me that I yeah. don't like. But there's a little bit of sweetness, though. I mean.
Well, you talked about Green Spot, so you thought there was a little bit of carroty to it.
Yes,
carrot cake to it.
Yes, there's a bit of a carrot cake to it.
Does that
there
mean
is.
It's an Irish whiskey?
We'll find out in a minute.
Yeah.
So you gave it a 4 or 5?
5.
I'd
give it a solid 5.
So it's something that you would probably drink again?
Yeah. I give it my average. I give it okay. an average.
You ready to see what it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jack Daniels. I said it from the jump! I said it from the jump.
But
it was
you,
Jack Daniels.
You also said it tasted like Green Spot, which is like
a it has a sweetness to it,
bottle.
But it's a Tennessee whiskey. I said Jack Daniels, didn't I not?
Yeah, you did.
I said that.
You also gave Jack a 5, which isn't.
I will. I don't have anything against Jack Daniels. I mean, my sister's wedding, this, at Disney World, like a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Like that was their main whiskey, and I asked for it neat. Oh, and here's a weird thing too. Disney will not serve whiskey neat.
Really?
Yeah. They will not serve any hard liquor neat. You have to have it on the rocks. So I asked the bartender. I'm like, how many rocks is considered on the rocks? And he's like, what? I gave him a nice 5 or. And I'm like, 2, 3, can just fish that right out. Because I don't mind drinking Jack Daniels neat. Personally, if I have to go for my super well cheap end, I'm going to go Jim Beam White Label.
Yeah.
But Jack Daniels, it has a sweetness to it. It does. It totally does.
We haven't done Jack on your head.
No.
Hey, you know our fondness for the single barrels.
Oh, yeah. The Jack single barrel and Coke Zero is amazing.
I'm going to have to start drinking those.
It's all right. It's a bit burny, but that means, like, now I'm getting it because it's the young. It's because it's young, and it's like, but, yep. I thought I was kind of like, oh, my God, there's this Jack Daniel's sweetness, or there's, like, or the Green Spot, which, but it tasted too young to be Green Spot, and, yeah.
So, obviously, Jack Daniel's. You can find this everywhere, anywhere.
And it's cheap as hell.
It's cheap, but it's actually, it's a bit, it's getting a little more expensive, and it's more quite a bit more expensive than Beam even now. Like, a fifth of this or 750 mil is usually between 20 to 25, and Beam is still 15.
Is this a number 4 char on their barrels?
I don't know how they... I think so.
Okay, I thought it was a number 4. Like, yeah. I mean... But I willingly admit, I mean, I have never dogged Jack Daniels.
No.
I've never dogged them.
I like Jack. I just feel like... If I'm going to go between Jack and Jim, I'm going to take Jim.
I'm going to take Jim. Yeah, me too. Yeah, because, well, it's got the more oaky bourbon flavor.
Yeah, and frankly,
flavor,
it's just cheap. Like, to me, they're equal, almost equals, and I'm going to take something that's cheaper. I mean,
Jack Daniel's single barrel, though, I willingly, I drink it neat. I drink it in a Coke. I mean, I have nothing wrong with Jack Daniel's. I mean, like, even some of their old specialty bottles, like, I haven't tried the Sinatra.
No, I've not.
But I've heard it's pretty good. You know, I've heard the Sinatra was pretty good. So, you know, we're not... Yeah, I definitely give Jack a strong 5. I mean, I'd do that knowing that was Jack. So...
There you go.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. That's, I like that.
Jack Daniels.
Oh, and I do like the label. Jack Daniels.
No, I think
is always
Jack
a very
Daniels
cool
is very
label.
Iconic. Yeah.
Very cool label.
Very classic drink. What was your rating? Did you have a rating?
I didn't give it a rating because I already knew what it was. I mean, I give Jack about a 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a solid 5.
Hey, oh, we agreed on something for once.
All right, let's get back to the sex cult because we're about to get to the good stuff.
Joe just wants to talk about
wow,
sex.
He is
not really.
Like,
I don't.
We gotta clean it up, guys. Make it. You know.
I just like this whole NXIVM thing. I'm just surprised it can even happen these days.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like cults are still a thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, I mean, you can consider some stuff like even Slender Man is considered.
Yeah,
a cult.
Do you consider the bourbon culture a little culty these days?
Depends.
Maybe not culty, but a little.
When I first got into it, I was having to, like, you know, kiss a lot of people, and I don't know why. No.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got out of that, Joe. Now you have people kissing
well,
you.
Well, thanks to my Taekwondo training. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm like a third degree black belt. What the?
Should demonstrate for us sometime.
No. It would hurt your eyes too much to see that kind of power.
We'll sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Yep.
We won't talk about it. All right. So Brock Wilbur, who is a journalist, wrote about NXIVM. A cult knows that it can't keep being a cult under the same name anymore. So it's quickly becoming too many different organizations to track, all built around getting people to spend a month in Albany. So,
where are you going from?
Tourist dollars.
Albany, New York.
It's tourist dollars.
Of all places. Well, he was a journalist that was looking for a job, and he found this thing called the Knife of Aristotle, which was a news outlet that said they were hiring people to sort of...
I love that name. I just have to say. Knight of Aristotle.
That's what
he
was like.
That is awesome.
He's like, what the hell is this? I got to look into it.
I would join that organization. Joe, it's a cult. No, it's an organization. The name is too cool.
Yeah, so he starts looking into it. They claim that they wanted to out fake news, basically, and they need a journalist. All he had to do was go to Albany for training session and then start earning something like $3,000 to $5,000 a month working for them.
Mm.
Didn't take him long either to figure out that this was a little weird. And actually, he's one of the people that worked very hard once he figured out it was a cult. To, like, try to get people out of there and out them.
Good for him. Yeah. Good. At least somebody was fighting for that.
So some of these, you know, different organizations he's talking about are the Knife of Aristotle, which just shortened to The Knife. It is still an active website you
can
go to.
Oh, I thought you said The Knight of Aristotle.
No,
the
knife.
Oh, that's even cooler.
The Knife of Aristotle. It's a news outlet.
Kids, if you hear about this, you should join.
Absolutely.
You do have to pay for their services.
Well, don't join them.
The Source,
gets a coupon.
Designed to involve, this is designed to get the actors involved.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really look into that very much. Then they have EXO and ESO, which is apparently yoga classes. Jeunesse, which you've probably heard of in the news, which is the support group for women. No? Okay, well, we'll get to it.
Sweet.
And then there's also the Society of Protectors, which is men defending the honor of men. Because Lord knows, men are in trouble.
We are. I feel at risk. I don't know about you.
So we all want to get to the sex, so I'm just going to go to Jeunesse. That's where we're going to
go.
Oh, yeah.
From the Jeunesse...
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
From the Jeunesse website. Again, still up.
Yeah,
you can go there. On a spring day in 2006.
Oh,
so now we're in 2006.
Don't ever start anything with a spring day.
Hey, this is how they started on their website. In a car driving down the highway, this was the topic of discussion amongst three dearest friends, Pam, Miranda, and Keith. Keith offered...
Vanguard.
Yep.
Oh, Vanguard, sorry. Keith offered an expertise in educational mythology...
Methodology. Basically, pedagogy.
Thank you. I can't say the word, but that's it. Along with a body of knowledge relating to the human dynamic. The most essential thing for both Pam and Miranda was their struggles... as women in a world where a woman's values are distorted. Over the next few days, the initial...
Because he freaking distorted them.
Right, that's what it's like. It's like, wait a minute, you're in the car with the guy who's distorting this. It's like,
exactly.
What?
Over the next few days, the initial codification
for
a new method of gender transformation, Jeunesse was born. I don't know. This is in their words. I'm sorry.
It's Vanguard. Just
From the loving intent of three people who desired to create something meaningful together to make the world a better place. Okay, so this is from their fact page. What is it? What is Jeunesse?
Yeah, what is Jeunesse? Please.
A woman's movement, an exploration of what it means to be a woman. It allows them to discover the true essence of womanhood.
So you're clitoris.
Do you have a vagina?
Your clitoris is what you're going to find. It's okay, guys.
Can you have babies?
The ever elusive female orgasm.
What they're going for.
That's a different podcast. What does Jeunesse mean? So it's J-N-E-S-S. The meaning is still being realized. Every woman is a part of the discovery.
This is so written by a man.
Seriously. Jeunesse is not so much a relationship course or couples workshop. It is a deep exploration of the why we are the way we are and the how to overcome it. So the why is apparently wrong because you need to learn how to overcome it.
This is obviously written by a dude who just wants to see women masturbate. That is
No masturbation.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
That's outlawed.
Oh, because only the man can guide them, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Freud.
Again, the nose knows, right?
Yep. Mm.
Every woman holds an important piece of the puzzle of what it means to be a woman. Join us in our distilling. Join us in distilling our innate nature.
Again, and the fermentation of our loins.
You have some yeast, Emma.
We call this barley wine.
All right, so they start giving classes, sessions again all over the United States and Mexico.
And filming porn.
Again, we're going back now to the Bronfman sisters, the Seagram girls.
They're still in there?
Yeah.
Well, I thought their dad pulled them out.
Nope.
Oh.
So we're kind of just, I'm going to the timeline, right? So we're 2006, created Jeunesse, 2009 now.
I think we might be broaching in our first two-hour episode.
No, it's not going to take that long. Claire comes forward, one of the sisters comes forward with an extortion letter. Ooh. A group of Nexum members want $2 million from them, or they're going to come forward with harmful information.
Nice.
Now, here's the thing. As you move up in Nexium, you provide the harmful information.
I've heard of this with the branding.
You were required to give your superiors, your masters, they are called, incriminating information.
On yourself?
So yes.
Scientology did the same thing and does the same thing. It's like you basically have to give them all your darkest secrets. That way, exactly. It's like they have this huge anvil hanging over your head if you decide to leave.
Lie to them.
Well,
A lot of it's pictures and stuff like that.
The first step
don't have pictures. I can just lie.
You have to give them pictures.
Then I will make up pictures and I will give it to them.
No, they take
Brian
the pictures.
Brian standing naked in a farm with a pig.
Oh, they
what
take
happened
they take
here?
The pictures.
Yeah, they take the pictures.
They make sure to get, this is mostly from what I heard, picture things was for women. So they made sure, and I apologize about this, but to get your vagina and your face in the same shot, so that if you ever defected, they could release these to the press
and
blackmail you with them.
Yeah.
We'll see what kind of sucks now is the fact that everybody's getting their iClouds hacked. It doesn't even matter anymore. Everybody's vagina's out there.
I mean, where are you
even my vagina?
I was about to say, where are you going to keep your vagina pictures?
I don't know.
Yeah, Ryan.
So.
Hidden under my beard.
My hair.
So that was like the first step. That was to prove that you were loyal too. Like you trusted them enough with these pictures. Then they had you videotape yourself confessing all of your transgressions.
Oh, God.
If you didn't have any, like, you were a decent human being, you're like, look, I've never done anything wrong. You were to make up something. And a lot of people made up stories about molesting children.
Wow, it's kind of weird.
About, like,
but if it still looks like you're committing to the lie, it on tape, it's you're committing to a lie. I mean, it looks like you're guilty.
Making up a lot of stories
this
on tape to hold it against
them. Disgusting on so many levels.
Of course, Nexium then would deny this letter. Claire, they said that Claire was lying. But it did go to court, and in court documents, we find out that the Bronfman sisters have handed over. So they started, 2002? 2009, They've handed over more than $150 million to Rainier and Nexium.
So, like, the dad went to work and was like, how's Seagram's doing? And his partner's like, Seagram's? We've been liquidated. Your daughter's going crazy.
Nexium liquor products?
Next time on Verbal Distillery, we're going to be reviewing Nexium whiskey.
the thing that I thought tastes like guilt. Was that their dad got pissed when he found out that they had given him $2 million.
Oh, no kidding.
Can you imagine what he thought when he found out $150 million? $66 million went for failed bets on the commodities market because Rainier believed he had a mathematical formula to make millions.
Some Vanguard.
He did not. And he also blamed the Brofman's dad for skewing the market against him somehow. Like, he thought that Edgar was behind the commodities market.
It's such a typical cult leader. He can never, it's never his fault. They justify their own bullshit.
Yeah. $30 million went to real estate in L.A. and Albany. Many people who joined up with Nexium did start moving to Albany. They almost had their own little... It wasn't really a compound, but people started moving into the area. $11 million for a jet.
You get a hockey team.
They had a jet. And millions more went to lawsuits against ex-Nexium members and journalists who said anything bad about them.
Yeah, and then people are wondering, like, people who, like, follow Jesse Duplantis are wondering why he's getting so much crap because he's asking for a $54 million jet. And it's like, because you're a cult leader, you dick.
Alice and Mac.
Oh,
enters the picture in 2011.
There's a lot of people with two first names.
No, Mac is
no. We had that journalist with that was like something Winston.
Tony Natalie.
No, Winston, the last guy.
Wilbur.
Wilbur. Wilbur. Thank you. That's first.
No,
name.
It was.
Yes, it was two first names. Something Wilbur.
Wilbur
is a first name. I don't care. It's a first freaking name.
It can be, but it feels like a last name at the same time.
Mac is a first name, too.
I mean, if you call somebody like Greg Billy, that's like obviously two first names. Or Tony Natalie.
Wilbur is a first name.
Two first names.
The pig?
Never trust
anybody. Allison Mac just kind of sounds like...
It's not two first female names.
No, it doesn't matter. Still, Mac can be a first name.
But it's probably your stage name anyway.
I don't care.
So Smallville ends. She's in a dark place.
Aren't we all?
Oh, she didn't get into this until after. I thought she got into this while she was still filming Smallville.
From what I read, it was after Smallville ended, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, she's typecast.
She's invited by a co-star that was already in the group.
No, yeah, geez. Kristen Keurig.
Yep, exactly.
She played Lana.
Keurig?
Keurig?
Like Katie Keurig?
Sure.
Look her
up. Whatever you got to tell. I don't think it's spelled the same.
Whatever you got to tell.
She gets physically involved with Rainier and
Vanguard.
They're like fighting each other on a regular basis. I mean, they're working on their MMA careers.
Yeah.
So physically involved.
That's what I mean, exactly.
Yes.
And she starts running some of Nexium's operations.
Oh, jeez.
Physically involved means, obviously, sex, people, okay? Let's not fool around here. But.
Oh, they were.
Not only sex, but she made a vow.
Oh, jeez.
To only have sex with him.
With Vanguard.
Although he was allowed to sleep with whoever he wanted.
Of course.
And
and now he's like, my dream is achieved. This is all these freaking weirdos where it's like, I just need to...
It takes a weird turn of events. And also she needs to lose some weight.
Well, she's a fatty, right?
I
don't know who this
is. She's not even close.
I was just making a comment.
She's just a regular... She's not like crazy super skinny. Fit. Or anything. But,
she's
normal.
She's normal. Yeah, she's pretty. I mean,
Okay. So.
He's like, I'm going to stick it to whatever wicket I can find. And you need to lose some weight, honey.
I'm going to stick you on it.
Honestly, this guy's making Chaz look pretty good.
Yeah.
I know.
Chaz is on his way, I think, though.
I'm not that bad. I like the ladies. I don't deny that.
He will let you sleep with other men, I think, Chaz would, right?
Sure.
As long as you answer that phone at 2 a.m.
It's all about love in the end.
Exactly.
It's all about love.
Wow. Right.
Shut up, Chaz.
Yeah, Chaz, go away.
Okay, so from what I can tell, I'm sure it'll come out more in the court proceedings that will be happening. But I think it seems like Allison sort of
takes... Oh, she's folding on him. What I read.
Yeah, I think she will.
Yeah, she's folding on.
She kind of takes over Jeunesse. And this Jeunesse seems to be the recruiting for the DOS or the Project, as they call it, which is an ultra-secret group for women.
Mm.
DOS stands for Dominus Ubiquus
Sororia. I was wondering where you get the DOS.
Kind of means dominant over submissive, yep. Or, you know, dominant over slaves, something like that. Women are asked or encouraged to join the Project, or DOS. I think they call it the Project. They didn't really call it the DOS to, you know, to regular women. But they're asked to join by their coaches. Remember, the coaches are kind of, you know, leading in people.
I really want somebody to be named Pendragon.
I'm sure there is. They told them that it will empower them and get rid of their weaknesses.
Of course.
They are told it's the next level for only a select group of women. The women receive more training. They begin to call their leaders master, and they are called slaves. They are put on a strict 800-calorie diet.
Cool.
Because we're near length and thin.
Shit, this guy.
Again, required to provide more nude, provocative photos of themselves and videos of their transgressions to prove their trust to their masters.
Yes.
Obviously, this is blackmail. They also could not trim or shave pubic hair. They needed to remain celibate and not masturbate. They were trained to respond to Rainier's text messages immediately or be punished.
Oh, he's that guy. Yeah. Like, why did you respond to my text? It just makes me feel like you don't care about me.
Yeah, they had drills. Like, it was like, I forget, if you didn't answer within a half an hour, you were punished somehow.
I'm sorry. I can't stand anybody. I don't care who it is. I can't stand anybody who's like, why did you answer my text so quickly enough? It's like, okay, because I got other shit to do.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so then, at some point, they strip them down, hold them down, and brand their vaginas. Yep.
Like property. Yep.
Like
property.
Internally or externally?
No, externally. But with, they said within an inch of, like, your vagina. Okay, so they had a doctor doing it, but it was a branding iron.
Yep.
There was no anesthetic. Most women cried and wailed through the entire thing.
I think, I don't care if you, where you brand anybody on it, you're going to scream.
Kind of freaking hurt. And it wasn't like, oh, we made this cute little, like, branding iron that had Rainier's initials.
It's not like they went suntanning and put, like, a little tape, a band-aid of a heart over their thigh. And, yeah, like, exactly. We're like, oh, yeah, look at that. That's yours, baby.
They said it took multiple sticks with the branding iron to create the design that they were going for. So, you know how I see in, like, a cow or something, they have a branding iron made.
And it's like
specifically,
R-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This they like kind of did by hand. So it was like warm up the fire poker stick, warm up the fire pokers multiple times to your pubic region.
And they hadn't shaved, so they're probably like,
the hair's
on
burning.
Fire.
Yeah, so they're getting that awful hair smell too.
Oh, that
yeah.
is horrible.
He likes some hair, I guess. I mean, that's just this guy's a piece of crap.
And then there was one lady that I found a picture of it. And I could not. You can't. It's supposed to be his initials. You can't tell what the frick it even is. It just looks like a mess of burns.
I swear. This guy gets sent to prison. You need to find, like, the biggest, burliest, gayest prisoner and share the cell with that. It's like, guess who's getting branded tonight, Rainier? I'm sorry. Is your name Vanguard?
It's Vanguard.
Well, guess what? You're a bitch from now on.
Exactly. So now this is right, like, now Rainier says he knows nothing about the creation of this group or the branding. He did not.
Vanguard.
He did not say this was a good idea. Allison Mack is currently taking full responsibility.
She is, but she's getting a plea deal because she's, like, ratting him out.
Yeah. So Mack said that she went off on her own to do this because she wanted to do something more meaningful. And something that took guts. So this was her idea of...
being a slave trainer takes guts.
Being a woman who wanted to do something, you know.
I mean...
yep.
Hear me roar.
To empower other women, I'm sure.
Yeah. Charges state that Allison required her slaves to have sexual encounters with Rainier Vanguard. And in return, she was paid.
Wait, Allison was paid?
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Oh, wow.
Yep. Or got, like, certain extra perks, which is also a
like
form of payment.
Like to sleep with Rainier?
Probably. Forced
Vanguard.
Labor is also brought up as one of the charges, although I could not find out what forced labor meant, unless it meant, like, these women still were working, or people were still working and giving their money to the cult as sort of, like, a forced labor situation.
Ugh.
So yeah, so that kind of brings us up to where we are at this point.
Bald need to go to jail.
I've got Sarah Edmondson, who left the cult after being branded. She was like, "That's it, I'm out."
Like, oh, that's when you were.
She's married now, and her husband's like, "What's this all about? I don't want to talk about."
Yeah, ever again. The best metaphor I can use to explain it is the frog in the boiling water. It happened in very incremental stages, with more and more commitment, and more on the line, and more coercion, and blackmail. A lot
is
of
that
people.
Mansplaining? Did we just mansplain?
We might have.
I can't say words. I've been talking for so long. I feel like my mouth is broken.
This is a good story, though. You did a good. This is a good job.
A lot of people say you could have just ran out. I didn't feel like that was an option.
That's what cults do.
Yeah, exactly. And then I love what she said, and this is going to have a swear word in it, I apologize. At the end of this article I was reading, she said, the woman who escaped, "I don't think it's okay for a man who's the leader of a philosophical movement to be sleeping with all the high-ranking members and all of the students of his..."
Basically everybody.
Yes.
"If that's what he wants to do, that should be on their fucking website."
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
By the way, if you get high enough up, you might be able to get me off.
So, if convicted, Rainier...
And then you're the Vanguard.
If convicted, Rainier, Vanguard. And Mac will be facing a minimum of 15 years in prison. Doesn't seem like enough.
No, that doesn't.
And I doubt she gets that if she turns
on. He's probably going to get more. She might even just get, like, probation.
No, she's going to probably get probation. He's going to get more because she's turning on him like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, some of the charges, too, if we want to go into that. Human smuggling, alien harboring, physical mental abuse.
Oh, wait. Alien harboring?
Well, like illegal aliens.
Illegal aliens.
People.
Like from Mars?
No, don't go there.
Well, I did go there.
No.
It happened.
Stalking, sexual abuse, and sex trafficking. So... that Wilbur,
Wilbur,
journalist, also said that what they were doing was kind of putting people into arranged marriages.
Yeah.
From, like, other countries so that they could get...
Green cards.
Green cards.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the whole smuggling and alien harboring.
Sounds about right.
That kind of stuff. Rainier's trial will begin October. In October, he did put in a plea for not guilty.
Of course.
Defense, I think, they think the defense is going to say everything was consensual, so there's that.
I think you have a lot of ex-members that are going to say it was not.
Oh, and then, the other thing was that now it's coming out, too, there's allegations that he was sleeping with underage girls as young as 12 back
shocking.
In the 80s.
I was about to say, it's disgusting, but it is not shocking. What do you think, Chaz? Not cool. Not cool.
I meet all my women in the lounges.
That, oh my God, man. That's what it sounds like in my head. That's the voice it sounds like in my... Man, right here.
There is rumor, too, that Mac, along with two other women, plan to take the fall for the entire operation so that Rainier or Vanguard is set free.
Rainier Vanguard. I've earned this title. Yeah. Okay, Esquire. You know?
But like we already said, we don't think that's going to happen. I think people are going to turn. Now, the only other thing I really didn't see a lot about was the Salzman prefect lady. Like, nobody's really talking about her.
She's on the lam, honey. She's driving around, cruising out there. She's with Thelma Louise.
They said like a lot of the company assets and stuff are not in his name.
Oh, they in hers?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In Mac's name?
No, Salzman.
Salisbury Steak's name.
Oh, the Salisbury Steak Seagram's lady.
Steaks, yeah. No, not the Seagram's.
No, it's not the Seagram's people.
Salzman that he met in the health food store that
started
the business.
Oh, it was right after Tony Natalie.
Yeah, after Tony Natalie.
He's a smart guy. He's an idiot, but he's a smart guy.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, he does have an IQ of
5 billion. 3, yeah, okay.
Even his IQ knows Taekwondo.
He went to that. He went to a polytechnic institute. Okay,
that's true.
And learned philosophy.
He did.
Did you leave your genius? Like he goes to the Apple Genius Bar, and they're giving him genius.
Yeah. Oh, this is yours,
sir. we need to come to your genius bar.
That was something I forgot. He said he taught his professors a lot of things.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he taught everybody he met. He's like, yeah. I'm sure he had that story. He's like, do you know one time I went to a strip club, and do you know what happened? I wouldn't let her dance on me. We just talked. And I helped. Life. I coached her into like finding out what to
That's
do.
That's when I became fan guy.
He's that douchebag. He's that douchebag where he's like, didn't get the lap dance. He talked.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
So, yeah, and again, yeah, it came down to sex, I guess. He was sleeping with all these women. They all took vows to only
sleep
with him.
Seriously, look at all these situations. When is it not? Again, Jim Jones,
you know, Charles Manson. A lot of these stories are just men ruining women's lives. It's over and over again.
Well, pieces of crap.
The thing is, we're just naturally good at that. We don't need cults to do it. I mean, let's be honest.
Thank you for admitting that.
It
and we've
bothers
got it
me
tape.
That you're embracing
we've
that.
We've got it on tape, people.
I want to say I want us to do better, and you're like, nope, this is what we do. Yep. We're out to ruin women's lives. And
why change?
Meh. I'm not going to change my haircut for 50 years. Why the hell would I change my mind? Meh. What do you think, Chaz?
You got that right.
Baby, I just think women are beautiful. I just think you're beautiful.
Chaz!
Hey,
get out of here.
Hey, yeah. I'm going to say one thing.
Who let you in here?
I'm just going to say one thing. You heard it. You can't unhear it.